Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Dr. Kieran Roshi joins us now on WGN Radio, Cook County Department of Public Health, Family Medicine Specialist. Thanks for joining us, Doctor. I appreciate your picking up the phone. Welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, John. Happy to be here.
I think people were excited to hear OK-1B, and then we heard the group that is in it, but it seemed to get longer the more we talked about it. Who is in 1B next week?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, in brief, it's anyone who's 65 years or older, and it's also what we call frontline essential workers. So these are workers who are, say, first responders, folks in the education sector, food and agriculture, manufacturing, the list goes on. But essentially, it's workers who are at higher risk of exposure to COVID-19 by virtue of what they do. We have a full list available on our website, and there's one on the Illinois Department of Public Health website as well.
And I saw that, and it seemed to be comprehensive, and yet then you hear from somebody who's not on there, and yet it would seem like they would qualify because they can't socially distance. If you're an Uber driver or a taxi driver, you can't socially distance, and there's a certain essential nature to that. So are they also in 1B?
You know, public transit workers are a category that's included in 1B, and that category includes folks who are involved in the ride-sharing industry. So Uber drivers, taxi drivers would certainly be included in 1B.
That's a yes. And how do I demonstrate that? For instance, maybe there is documentation for all of these workers, but maybe there isn't. If I work in the food manufacturing industry or if I work at a grocery store, I'm in 1B. How do I prove that, or will I have to?
Yeah, we've spent a lot of time talking and thinking about this because we want to be thoughtful about making sure that the right people get the vaccine when they need it, because we know that vaccine supply is highly limited. But the last thing we would want to do is set up a system through which people are turned away. So we've thought about various ways that people could demonstrate that they are, in fact, part of the industry that they're actually in. And so it could be anything from an ID, as you mentioned. It could be a uniform, or it could be a letter from your employer, some kind of proof demonstrating that you are in that kind of industry.
If I have that and I'm legit, and you're right, I think we should err on the side of let's just give the person the shot. But if I have that, then what do I do? I've heard four different ways I can get the vaccine. Should I just call Walgreens and say, please put me on the list? What do I do?
Yeah, so very, very soon, we do have a website that's going to be online through which people can sign up. And this website will, based on the information that you enter, tell you what category you fall into, whether it's 1A, 1B, 1C, or so forth. And then it will, when you are eligible, provide you with information about where you can go to get vaccinated based on where you live. So you can go to get vaccinated at a location that's convenient for you.
So evidently the providers will have that as well. I mean, do I have to make an appointment?
Yes. So the website that we're designing is in very close collaboration with Cook County Health. And so if you want to make an appointment with Cook County Health, you'll be able to do that right on the website. If a Jewel location or a Walgreens location happens to be closer to you and you'd prefer to go there, you could click through and be taken to the Jewel website to sign up to register for a vaccine appointment there.
You are Cook County. You're describing a website for Cook County residents. Is that correct?
That's exactly correct.
Will the state of Illinois have something similar? A lot of our listeners aren't in Cook County.
Yes. I have heard media reports that the state of Illinois is planning something similar. I can't speak to the particulars of that.
You understand the frustration of people who say, hooray, but it doesn't really help if I don't actually know how to get it, right?
Yeah, I absolutely understand that. And I think I would want to say that we're in a situation right now where demand for the vaccine really, really exceeds the supply. And I think that's the central issue. So I want all your listeners to know that your local government, Cook County government, Cook County Health, which is the public health care system for Cook County, and the Cook County Department of Public Health are all working very, very closely together to make sure that the vaccine is distributed in an organized and in an orderly fashion.
Is one of the ways to decide if you're quote-unquote essential, if you can't do your job in private, if you have to be around other people, if you can't socially distance, then your job, which is essential to you, maybe puts you in peril. You should get vaccinated. Is that one way to determine if you're on the list?
You know, from the beginning, John, this pandemic has required all of us to take actions to look out for one another and to look out for the most vulnerable in our society. And as such, I would call on all of us to, be very clear and transparent about what we're engaged in on a daily basis, like the activities, the work, et cetera. And if we can work from home on a daily basis, which is our public health advice,
right,
then we may not need to get vaccinated right away. So, John, for example, you know, I'm a healthcare worker, but my job as the lead of the Cook County Public Health Department means that I can do most of my work from home. So I haven't been vaccinated yet. My colleague, Dr. Rachel Rubin, has a clinic that she maintains every week. She has been vaccinated.
I understand that, Doctor. I need to ask you this, though. So within 1B, is everybody the same once they're in there, or would you put teachers ahead of baristas or something like that?
You know, we're following the guidance of the CDC and the Illinois Department of Public Health. And so all frontline essential workers, be they public transit, grocery stores, et cetera, are all in that category and are all eligible to be vaccinated. And we'll be able to make appointments as soon as Monday. Again, with the caveat that vaccine supply is very,
sure,
very limited.
I understand that, but the answer is everybody in 1B is the same as everybody in 1B, right?
Yes, that's correct.
And we'll do the website again, but is there a phone number that people can call to, or are you only going to be able to register in Cook County online?
We're starting with the website, but our intention is certainly to have a phone number available. We're very aware that not everyone has access to the internet. Not everyone is familiar with the internet, and we want to be thoughtful about reaching everyone. That number will be available shortly.
Steve Grzanich is from the WGN Radio Newsroom. What do you got, Steve?
Well, you were talking about what it would be like outside of the Chicago area, and I can tell you a personal experience. My mom, who's 80, just went on the Illinois Department of Public Health website and answered a few questions, and it directed her to the local county website and an appointment for a vaccine on Monday.
What, did she bing back on her phone, or it just happened right there online?
Just happened right there online.
And that was in the state of Illinois?
It was downstate in southern Illinois.
But she started with the state website.
Yes, it went to the IDPH and then to the local website.
I'm really glad to hear that. And Anthony had a question. You're on WGN. Anthony, what can we do for you?
Yeah, I want to know if my wife and I had gotten the vaccine, and then my daughter and her husband got the vaccine, if we could then socialize with one another without your mask and social distancing?
That's a great question. I'm really glad you asked it. We are continuing to advise that people follow the public health guidance that we have issued, for months and months. And the reason for that is because while the research shows that vaccination can prevent really severe COVID, it can prevent you from going to the hospital and have really bad health outcomes, the thing that's unclear is whether or not it will prevent you from passing the virus back and forth at really low levels.
I've heard that before, Doctor. I don't want to cut you off, but the short answer, I'm running out of time, is yes, they still want you to wear a mask. They still want you to practice as much of a safety protocol as you can, correct?
That's exactly right. Thank you, John.
Doctor, the best website for people to go to sign up in Cook County? Do you have that yet, or I guess we have to wait until next week?
It'll be up very, very shortly. For now, please feel free to check out cookcountypublichealth.org for updates.
cookcountypublichealth.org. Doctor, very helpful. Thanks again. We'll visit with you another day. That's Dr. Kieran Joshi from the Cook County Department of Public Health.